And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas. And it's now time for Ask the Expert, as we have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in studio with us this morning. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, Kyle. It's great to be here. The sun is shining. I have a verse. It says, this is Isaiah 46:4. It says, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. Isaiah 46:4. That's a good verse, Kyle. You're not so gray, but you're going to get there one of these days.
And, someday.
And that verse is going to help you to have courage in your old age.
Well, I'm already getting quite a bit right here in my beard. So, all right. Well, guys, let's go ahead and get started this morning. As before we get to that, though, their offices are now open. Give them a call at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Give them a call as their offices are open. And Charles, good morning. And what are we talking about here in the first segment of today's show?
Good morning, Kyle. I hope you're having a great day. And today we're going to talk about Medicare.
Charles, did you know that President Lyndon B. Johnson made Medicare law, and he signed it in Independence, Missouri, and gave the first Medicare card to President Truman in 1965. And the
cool
budget for Medicare was about $10 billion at that time. So this was July the 30th, 1965, with former President Truman getting the first Medicare card.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. It's history, isn't it?
That is. And now Medicare is a big part of our lives and retirees, people with disabilities. It's a big part of their...
it's a big part of our economy.
It is. It really is. And today I want to focus on Medicare supplements. Medicare supplements. You might be wondering, if you're new to Medicare, if you're approaching Medicare, what is a Medicare supplement? Do I really need that? You know, it costs money. And so I just want to review the need for a Medicare supplement, what they are. And, you know, our job is to manage risk.
Minimize risk.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when you go on Medicare only, you have about 80% of your bills covered.
Right.
80%. You might say, well, 20%, that's, you know, 80% is most of it, right?
Right.
But that 20% can add up to be a lot of money.
Right.
And a Medicare supplement, and there's different forms of Medicare supplements. We're not going to get into all those details today, but essentially a Medicare supplement covers what Medicare does not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's different ways of covering that 20% gap, believe it or not, but that's essentially what a Medicare supplement does.
But it don't completely cover it, Charlie.
That's right.
That's right. So
it's true. And so, so when you are new to Medicare, you can buy a Medicare supplement. And the great thing is you can get one, a Medicare supplement, without any health questions.
When you're new to Medicare, there's no health questions.
That's right. And so my mind is slipping me.
Your mind is slipping you? Maybe
right.
You need to see a memory doctor.
That's right.
Well, Medicare basically pays 80%, as you've already mentioned. And so what happens, Medicare processes the claims, and then that explanation of benefits will go to the company that you have a Medicare supplement with, and the Medicare supplement will pay the claims based as your policy prescribes. Most plans now today are Plan G, where they don't cover the Part B deductible. Okay, back in the day, Plan F, everybody was talking about Plan F. And Plan F fills I'm going to say all the holes. I've had one or two phone calls where somebody was billed for aspirin or Kleenexes or something like that in a hospital that wasn't a Medicare-approved charge. But other than that, it fills the holes. But Plan F is expensive. And the only difference between Plan F and Plan G is the Part B deductible. You know, I feel sorry for people that's trying to understand all this, because we have Part A and we have Part B, and then we have Plan G and we have Plan F, and then we have Part D and then we have Plan C. But we want to try to break it down. Bottom line is, if you want to have very little exposure for medical bills, you want Plan G. Plan F, you can still get Plan F, but it's probably not as cost effective as Plan G.
Sorry. And you can only get Plan F if you are eligible for Medicare from January the 1st of 2020 or before. And so right. A new person to Medicare cannot get a Plan F. So, you know, at its root, a Medicare supplement is a contract between you and a private company to help pay what Medicare does not pay.
Right.
So right. It's a contract between you and a private company to pay what Medicare does not pay.
Right.
And so what happens when you get on a Medicare supplement is that prices of that plan will tend to go up.
Right.
And you mentioned Plan F, and I imagine there's a good number of our listeners that are on Plan F.
Right.
And
they may be paying $250, $300 a month or more.
Easily. And the thought of switching to Plan G might be a little scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people will tell me, Charles, I'm on Plan F and I don't have any bills.
Yeah, I don't have any bills except that $300 payment to my insurance company all the time.
Yeah. And if they can save, I've seen people save $150, $180 a month.
Right.
Simply by switching from Plan F to Plan G. And the thought is, well, if it's that much cheaper, it must be that much worse, right?
Yeah, but that isn't true.
No, it's not. And these plans were standardized in 2010. They standardized them. Before 2010, this company would have this plan, this company had this plan, and they'd have different benefits. But they standardized them so that they were, every Plan F is identical. They're all the same Plan F. And if I had a lawyer looking over my shoulder, he couldn't tell the difference between company A, B, C, or D, or E. They're all the same. The
Plan F is Plan F, Plan G is Plan G. So what you're buying is service and price. And we like to think that we offer good service, Charlie.
Yes,
and we like our goal. And we like to think that we can help somebody find a better price.
That's right.
Now, some people will say, well, I have blood pressure or I have cholesterol or whatever, and they're going to be pre-existing conditions. So what do you say about that?
So when you're going on a Medicare with a supplement, there's no health questions. 6 months after that, if you want to change Medicare supplements, there's going to be health questions. There's going to be underwriting. And if you've had a recent stroke, heart attack, cancer, if you have insulin dependent on diabetes, diabetes being insulin dependent, other factors can cause you to not be approved with a new company to
right.
change your Medicare supplement.
Right.
But if you have your health, that's worth something.
Right. And the reason that we can get a price back lower than what it is presently is that when we can complete a health statement and the company realizes what your health is right now, that's worth something to the company versus questions that you answered 15 years ago or 10 years ago. I mean, these prices just continually go up, but if we can get you back to what we call a street rate, we can save you money.
That's right. So I think the important thing is if you're on Plan F, number one, it's possible for you to switch to another Plan F and save significant dollars. I've seen that
right.
scenario before, if you have your health. Secondly, if you're on plan F and you want to look at a plan G, there's millions of people on plan G that are very happy with it.
Sure.
And the only difference between F and G is that on plan F, it pays the Part B deductible, which this year is an annual $233. That's
right.
The only difference between the two plans.
So it's the Part B deductible, if you break it down, is about $20 a month. 20 times 12 is 240.
Right.
And the deductible is 233. So $20 a month. And so if you can save $50, then you've got, and you have to pay $20 per month for that deductible, you've saved $30. That's $360. That's a dollar a day.
Yeah.
That you've saved by just checking into it.
That's right. So I would say if you are on plan F or you're on a plan G, I've seen people switch plan Gs and save money.
Sure.
And still stay on identical coverage. But because they have their health, they are able to switch to another plan and save money every month. So that's all for this part.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, a one-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have the second part of our program. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance joining us this morning. And gentlemen, what do we have going on here in the second portion of our program?
So, Dad, I think we've probably thoroughly confused people about Medicare supplements.
Oh,
I hope
no.
Not. I hope not.
Just because you're confused.
but another group I want to talk to is if you're turning 65 soon and Medicare is approaching and you've decided that you're going to go on a Medicare supplement, you're trying to choose which one, I would encourage you to talk to us. Because while the plans are identical in their coverage, they're not identical in their price and their price history.
Right.
Their price and their price history. And this is something else. There's two types of Medicare supplements. One is called an attained age policy. And most Medicare supplements are attained age.
What in the world does that mean?
It means that there's a stair step in price. Every birthday.
Every year you get older. And it's crazy. We get older every year, don't we?
It is. It is. And so every year you're going to see a price hike regardless.
Right.
Whether you had a good year, bad year, you're going to see a price hike. The other type of Medicare supplement is an issue age. And this Medicare supplement, it's not like a stair step as far as the rate hikes. With this plan, they only raise prices as the pool of people, as their expenses exceed the premiums.
Right.
And so it's based on the health of that pool of people that are there. And there are significant savings to be found in an issue age policy.
With the right company.
That's true.
With the right company.
That's right.
And, you know, I want to point out that they cannot select and pick on you if you have cancer and $1 million bill. That's not going to jack your price up. Your price may go up, but it's not because of your bill. It's because of everybody that's in the pool. They can't single you out for a price hike because of extreme bills.
That's right. They can't make your price higher than everybody else's. Neither can they drop you.
Right.
Unless they were to drop everybody in the state of Kansas or your state where you live, that's the only way that you could be dropped from your plan.
So they're on the hook. And the good news is with an insurance contract is that's what it's called a unilateral contract, which means that you can drop at any time, but they can't drop you at any time. And so as long as you pay the premium, they're on the hook for your bills, and they can't raise your prices because of extreme sickness, and they can't charge you a lot more money than they do somebody else because of extreme sickness. So it is an insurance. It's an insurance. Otherwise, it wouldn't be insurance if they could get rid of you because of bills or whatever, but they can't do that.
Right.
They can't do that.
Right.
So, Charlie, we have a number of companies. We don't work with just one company, but we have a number of companies that are good, solid companies. And, you know, when we get somebody on a Medicare supplement, we have almost zero work or service work to do, because they just click along. We may have to change somebody's address if they move, or we may have to, if it's coming out of a bank account, we may have to change their bank information if they're changing banks, or we may have to answer their questions if they're getting a bill and the first time they've used it and they haven't met their Part B deductible and they don't understand, we may have to remind them, oh, that's your Part B deductible. You have to pay that. And once you've met your deductible, you won't get any more bills.
That's right.
But there's very, these things just run real smooth.
That's right. Another thing that people wonder about with the Medicare supplement is, will my doctor accept it?
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, will my question. Will my doctor take this Medicare supplement? And what you need to realize is, when you're on Medicare with a supplement, that Medicare is the engine, and Medicare is going first, and the supplement is the caboose. It's following behind and picking up what Medicare does not cover. And so your Medicare is good in Florida or New York or California. You're on Medicare, and it doesn't matter where you go, Medicare is going to pay the first, and the supplement, wherever you happen to be, is going to pick up the balance.
Right. And so it's not a question if they'll accept it. The main question is, is a provider you're going to taking Medicare? And about 95-97% of the providers out there, doctors, hospitals, take Medicare. And if they take Medicare in Maine or Vermont or Massachusetts, it don't matter. It don't matter the name of the company on your supplement. They will take your supplement as well.
They are bound by contract to pay what Medicare doesn't pay.
Right, right.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. Once again, give them a call. Their offices are open right now, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. You also got an office here in Coffeyville as well, correct?
That's right. We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence. We're at 802 West 8th right here in Coffeyville. And if you have questions about Medicare supplements, especially, I want you to call us. Our office here in Coffeyville is 620-236-6930, 236-6930.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you coming in today, and we will see you again on Monday. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning.